Now for our story. Aunt Mary Lane's life has not been without sorrows and disappointments. But Mary Lane had always weathered these difficulties, had always steadfastly adhered to her beliefs. Sometimes there had been temptations. As in every person's life, the possibility of compromise had presented itself. There had been conflicts, the conflict between the desire for personal security and the well-being of others, personal happiness and the ideal of compassion. And this afternoon, Mary Lane was remembering vividly the difficulties she had encountered. As she sat in the little hospital room by the bedside of Mario Descari's wife, all the indecisions she herself had once known were reflected in Carla's face. Carla, who wanted to be just, but whose love for her husband, her desire to protect him, had forced her to remain silent, even though another man was suffering for Mario's actions. Now Aunt Mary looks intently into Carla's face, as the young woman says.
We used to be so happy, Mario and I.
Yes, Carla. You and Mario used to have happiness. But do you think you can find that happiness again? Is it founded upon the unhappiness of others? That happiness was brought about by love and trust. But I wonder if you and Mario could ever find those two precious bonds again. The way things are now.
I haven't changed, Aunt Mary.
No, I'm sure you haven't. And I don't think Mario has either. But something else has changed, Carla. The happiness you had in the beginning had a solid foundation. It was based on mutual trust. It never could be like that again.
But why, Aunt Mary? Once Mario realized he made a terrible mistake, a mistake that...
Carla, even if Mario came back tomorrow, even if you and he could straighten out your personal differences, there would still be a terrible injustice. Bill would still be blamed unless you put things right. And that means Peggy would suffer too. Carla, do you honestly believe you could be happy if someone else had to pay for that happiness? Don't you see, my dear, that you must tell the truth about what happened?
Oh, I don't know, Aunt Mary. I don't know. I can't think of everyone else.
Of everyone else, Carla? But surely you don't want to be selfish.
I only want to protect Mario.
If Mario is innocent, he doesn't need your protection.
But why does it have to be Bill or Mario? Why doesn't the sheriff suspect someone else? Anyone might have done it.
Carla, everything points to the fact that it's Mario or Bill who harmed you. And of course, one of them is innocent. And Carla, I believe you know which one it is.
Yes. Yes, I know, but...
We can't escape reality, my dear, much as we'd like to sometimes. Not wanting to believe a thing doesn't make it less true.
I know, Aunt Mary. I guess I knew all along it was impossible to shield Mario. But something wouldn't let me give in. I see it's no use, though.
Then you do remember what happened?
Only too well.
And you'll tell the sheriff what actually happened so that others won't be made to suffer anymore, suffer needlessly?
Yes, Aunt Mary, I'll tell him.
I was sure you would. I'm so glad, Carla. Not only because it's the right thing for you to do for Bill's sake and Peggy's, but for your own peace of mind, too.
It was Mario, Aunt Mary. But he didn't really mean to hurt me. He just lost his head. You know how Mario is.
Yes, Carla.
It's just that he loses his temper. Afterwards, he's always sorry. You see, underneath, Mario's good, and he's awfully kind.
You needn't defend Mario to me, dear. I've known him since he was a youngster. I know his best qualities as well as his faults.
If only people had let him alone. If they hadn't mixed him up, told him lies and falsehoods. That's how it all started that day. Mario came back from Wakefield. The postmaster, Mr. Blake, had telephoned for him to come in and pick up a letter. But it was very strange, Aunt Mary.
Strange?
Yes. Because there wasn't any letter. That was what made Mario so mad.
I don't understand.
Neither do I. But Mario said when he went to the post office, Mr. Blake denied that he'd ever telephoned about a letter at all. That's why Mario was so mad at Bill. He thought Bill must have telephoned and pretended he was the postmaster.
Oh, but that's absurd. Bill would have no reason to play a trick like that.
Oh, I know he wouldn't, Aunt Mary. But don't you see how it looked to Mario? When he got home, he learned Bill had been there that afternoon. He accused me and Bill of... Well, he thought we arranged it purposely to get Mario out of the house so we could be alone.
No, Carla. When I remember Bill's real reason for going to see Mario that day, because he wanted to convince him that there was no reason for his jealousy.
Yes. Anyway, when Mario was in town, he went to the bank to see Bill. But, of course, Bill wasn't there. So Mario went to the auto court to see him.
Didn't he know Bill had moved?
No. And when he got there, this lady who manages the place, Mrs. Trumbull, talked to Mario. She happened to mention that I'd been there once looking for Bill.
When was that, Carla?
Oh, you remember that awful day. The day after the supper club opened. Mario and I had a terrible quarrel about my scarf.
Oh, yes, indeed I do remember. You came to see me.
When Mario left the house after we had the quarrel, I was worried. I thought he might do something, maybe fight with Bill. So I went to the auto court looking for him. Then the other day when Mrs. Trumbull told him I'd been there, it just seemed to fit in with everything he'd been suspecting and hearing. That was why he was so angry when he came home. He was out of his head, Aunt Mary. He kept saying I had to tell him the truth, and he wouldn't listen when I told him how wrong he was.
Yes, I can well imagine.
He kept shouting at me and shaking me. Finally, I was so exhausted, And then he said he was through with me. He pushed me away from him so hard that I fell. That's all I remember.
Your head struck the table when you fell. It's fortunate you weren't more severely injured.
Thank heaven I wasn't, for Mario's sake. Suppose I died. Mario, he would have been a murderer. That's what worries me, Aunt Mary. Maybe that's why Mario hasn't come home, because he's afraid of what happened to me. Oh, Aunt Mary, if he did come back, what would they do to him?
Well, Carla, Angus MacKillop says that unless you were willing to testify against him, the authorities have no basis for prosecuting him.
You mean Mario can come home and they won't put him in jail or anything?
Mm, that's right, Carla. Mario's only punishment would be that of his own conscience for what he did to you.
But I do forgive him, Aunt Mary. I did long ago. Aunt Mary, are you certain the sheriff doesn't know where Mario is? I keep thinking he knows, but he just won't tell me.
No, that isn't so, Carla. Believe me, I'd tell you if Mario's whereabouts were known. You see, his disappearance has made it all the worse for Bill Meade.
I don't understand. I should think it made Mario look all the more guilty.
Yeah, on the contrary. What with all the other suspicion which has been directed toward Bill, people, and the sheriff, too, have been hinting that Bill had something to do with Mario's disappearance.
They think Bill harmed Mario?
Yes, Carla. That's another reason why I've been so anxious for you to tell the story as it really happened.
Oh, I'm sorry I didn't tell you sooner. If I'd known that they wouldn't have hurt Mario, I'm ashamed it took me so long to make up my mind.
I understand what a struggle you had with yourself. And so long as you did make the right decision, Carla, you needn't worry that it cost you something. That's how we grow spiritually.
There's something I don't understand, Aunt Mary. Mario's pretty smart. I should think he'd know there was no danger for him if he came back. Mario would know I'd never testify against him.
No, but perhaps Mario's ashamed to come home. Perhaps he's afraid
that... If only I knew where to reach him, so I could explain that it's all right. I can't understand why he doesn't write to me, at least. It's not like Mario just to disappear like this. No word.
Well, my dear, the main thing right now is for you to get back your strength. And I'm sure you'll feel much better after you tell the sheriff what happened. Mario will come home before long, and then
but,
you can...
But suppose something's happened to him so he can't. The more I think about it, the more I'm sure that must be it, Aunt Mary. Something must have happened to Mario. Otherwise, why doesn't he come home?
Yes, Carla, why indeed? Until Mario saw the Wakefield Sentinel, which told that you were recovering in the hospital, Mario was afraid he'd killed you. He was in hiding, like a criminal. But now Mario knows you're alive. Then why doesn't he return home? Is it because he's ashamed? Or has it something to do with Anna Bartok, who reminds Mario of you, although her personality is far different from your simple, trustful one? I wonder if it could have anything to do with Anna Bartok.